Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. Today I'm making a podcast about travel and the language is aimed at A2 learners, but I'm including some more advanced language too, so there should be something interesting if you are more advanced. When I was writing this, it started getting a little long, so I'm going to split this into two podcasts. I'm going to tell you a little story about a journey I had to take, and I'm going to use loads of vocabulary related to travel and different forms of transport. I'll tell the story in four parts, two today and two tomorrow. After each part of the story, I'll describe the vocabulary and then I'll tell the same part of the story again so you can hear the vocabulary in context once more. Part 1. So, this is about the trip I had to make to Spain some years ago to visit my mum. I live in Ludlow, which is a small town in Shropshire in England, and my mum used to live in Spain. Ludlow is not that far from Manchester, which has a good airport with regular flights to Malaga in Spain. I set off early in the morning. I only had a small bag, so I could do the first part of the journey on foot. I walked to the bus stop and waited for the bus into town. The bus into town normally leaves every 15 minutes, so you can just turn up. You don't have to wait long. However, this time, after waiting for about 10 minutes, I checked the timetable. I couldn't believe it. The timetable had changed and there wasn't going to be a bus into town for another hour, and I had to get to the station. That's the end of the first part. Let's look at some vocabulary. First, the phrasal verb to set off. To set off means to start a journey. Someone might ask, what time did you set off? I set off just after 9. I walked to the bus stop. When you walk somewhere, you can say that you're going there on foot. This is something that people make a mistake with. Normally, when we say how we travel, we say by car, by bus, by train. But instead of by walking, we say on foot. The bus stop is the place where buses stop to pick up passengers. To turn up means to arrive somewhere without any plan or notice. So if you can just turn up, you don't need to plan anything in advance. Sometimes you have to book a seat if you want to travel, but on buses, you can just turn up. I said I checked the timetable. A timetable is a box with a list of times and a list of events, or when it's for transportation, it's usually a list of places. Most bus timetables tell you how often buses will stop rather than the actual times. I said I had to get to the station. We use get and phrases with get far more than arrive. To get to somewhere means arrive at a place. to get back from somewhere means to return from somewhere. You can also get in, which means to arrive at the place you live or are staying, and get home, which means arrive home. Listen to part one again now to hear these phrases in context. I set off early in the morning. I only had a small bag so I could do the first part of the journey on foot. I walked to the bus stop and waited for the bus into town. The bus into town normally leaves every 15 minutes, so you can just turn up. You don't have to wait long. However, this time, after waiting for about 10 minutes, I checked the timetable. I couldn't believe it. The timetable had changed, and there wasn't going to be a bus into town for another hour, and I had to get to the station.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Part 2. If Ludlow was a bit bigger, I could have whipped out my phone and ordered an Uber. But there are no Uber drivers in Ludlow. There are some taxis, but they're usually booked in advance and you can't just call them up, especially not in the morning when they are busiest. It's only a few kilometres into the town, but my train was scheduled to depart in less than an hour, so I went back to my house. I thought about taking my bike. I don't mind riding to the station, but I didn't want to leave my bike locked up for a few days at the station. So I had to ask my wife for a lift. My wife didn't mind giving me a lift, but I have two kids and their morning routine is quite busy enough. I grabbed my boys and strapped them into their car seats, and my wife drove me down to the station just in time. That's the end of part two. Let's look at some vocabulary. To whip out is not really related to travelling. It's an informal phrase that means to take something from its container quickly. Often we talk about whipping out a phone or perhaps keys. It really is quite informal. An Uber is a type of taxi you can get using an app on your phone. I think they're all over the world now. If not Uber, then a similar app taxi service. If something is booked in advance, it means it's booked before it's used. So in Ludlow, there are some taxis, but they're all booked or booked up in the mornings in advance by people who need them to get to work or for trips to school. My train was scheduled to depart in less than an hour. So, schedule is an interesting verb. It means to plan an event or series of events and to write the plans down on some sort of calendar. Trains operate on a schedule. The times that they arrive and depart are written down in advance. In American English, it's pronounced schedule. Lots of British people pronounce it that way too, but in the dictionary, it says that the British pronunciation is schedule. I had to ask my wife for a lift. This means I asked my wife to drive me down to the station in the car. We often say to give someone a lift. Would you like me to give you a lift? I had to strap my boys into car seats. This is a funny expression that I've never really thought about. car seats are special seats that you put in a car for children to sit in. You can also call them child seats, but I think it's common just to call them car seats. Listen to part two again now to hear these phrases in context. If Ludlow was a bit bigger, I could have whipped out my phone and ordered an Uber. But there are no Uber drivers in Ludlow. There are some taxis, but they're usually booked in advance and you can't just call them up, especially not in the morning when they are busiest. It's only a few kilometres into the town, but my train was scheduled to depart in less than an hour, so I went back to my house. I thought about taking my bike. I don't mind riding to the station, but I didn't want to leave my bike locked up for a few days at the station, so I had to ask my wife for a lift. My wife didn't mind giving me a lift, but I have two kids and their morning routine is quite busy enough. I grabbed my boys and strapped them into the car seats, and my wife drove me down to the station just in time. I will finish off my journey tomorrow with language from the station and the airport. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.